Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of dominion. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 from the Easy Bible says, God blessed them. He said to them, give birth to children, grow in number, fill the earth, and rule over it. Rule over the fish in the sea, rule over the birds in the sky, rule over every different kind of living animal that moves along the ground. Hallelujah.
You're welcome back to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifune. I'm your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God.
This shout out goes out to all our friends, well wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. God richly bless you for your deliberate efforts and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, just click on the share button and spread the gospel to the word. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after the short musical break. Stay right there, don't go anywhere. Hallelujah, glory to God. That was a beautiful song done by Pastor Shirley Caesar titled Armor of God. I hope you are blessed by it. Amen. You're welcome back. Here's God's word for the 10th day in April 2024. How to apply your spiritual weapons, part 4, the shield of faith. Our theme scripture remains Ephesians chapter 6 verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for the gift of life. We are grateful for waking us up this beautiful morning. We are also grateful for health and strength. We thank you for your word that you have sent to us today. We receive it with grateful hearts, and we ask that you bless your word in our hearts with understanding and the requisite grace to do according as you have said and taught, in Jesus' name. Amen. The shield of faith is the fourth piece of the armor mentioned by Apostle Paul in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verses 14 to 18. In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16, the apostle said, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. To understand the spiritual application of the shield of faith, it is important to find out how the Roman soldiers used their shields in battle. Notice that up until now, Paul's description of the armor of God has been limited to items we are exhorted to wear. For example, we are told to put on the belt, the breastplate, and the shoes. However, when it comes to the shield of faith, Paul changed the instruction from putting on to taking up. This means we are to raise our shield of faith as a defense weapon against all the fiery darts of the adversary. During Bible days, Roman soldiers carried shields that were covered with heavy animal hide. Before a battle, they would dip their shields into water so that when fiery darts hit them, the wet hide would extinguish the darts. In a similar way, a Christian's faith or shield of faith needs to be regularly dipped in the water of God's word to keep it fully functional, because faith comes by hearing the word of God. Romans chapter 10 verse 17. A shield is the first line of defense. While the rest of our armor helps protect us from Satan's onslaught, it is not possible to ideally use them to absorb every arrow of the enemy. For example, you cannot depend on the breastplate or helmet to block every fiery dart the enemy throws at you. The shield is designed to stop multiple fiery darts when correctly raised in the direction of attack. When your faith in God's omnipotence and care is strong, it is impossible for Satan to break through your shield or land an attack. But when you allow doubt to creep in, as Peter did when distracted by the waves, you will start to sink. If the enemy succeeds in making you drop your shield, the rest of your armor will be battered and you will become vulnerable to your adversary. There are two key characteristics of a shield worth noting. Firstly, a shield guards or protects. While a physical shield protects us physically, faith can protect our spiritual lives even in the middle of physical trials. Secondly, a shield deflects. Satan continuously hurls his fiery darts of fear, doubt, and worry in our direction, but the shield of faith deflects them away from hitting and hurting us. The only time the darts of the adversary can hit us is when we let our shield of faith down. And that only happens when we stop believing that God is in control or that He is working everything out for our good. It is important to note that our faith is founded on the promises of God, and therefore we need to be familiar with these promises in order to experience the good life that an unwavering faith in God offers to us. In 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4, Apostle Peter said, "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." Read and study the Bible regularly so that you can see the promises made to us and take advantage of them by faith to exercise dominion over the forces of darkness and all elements of creation in this world through the power of the Holy Spirit. Shalom. Let us pray. Believers, you say after me, "Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your great and precious promises by which I have been positioned to partake in the divine experience. I declare that I reign with Christ in every area of life, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. In Jesus' name," and we all say, "Amen."
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make Him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. O Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe He died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you've entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the Saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokuta, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Jordan Fellis singing Faith. I'm still your host, your friend, and beloved brother, Alex Afamifuna. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
There is no ocean that can't be parted. There is no mountain that can't be moved. I know there's help for the heavy hearted. The weak will find their strength renewed. You just gotta have faith. You just gotta have faith. It's life for the shadow, for all your tomorrows. It's knowing He's there through the sun and the rain. It's when you believe it before you can see it. And you can walk on, 'cause He's making a way. Just gotta have some. Gotta have shadow.